Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go.
Blog Talk Radio.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody. I'm Lee Houston. Finally, by God, finally, we dug David Burton out where he came from. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing okay. Just staying out of this ridiculous bad weather right now.
Yeah. Are you in Texas
in
or New
York? Hmm?
You in Texas or New York?
Both. But right now, I'm in New York.
Interesting. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do something just a little bit different. I'm also recording this at the same time we're doing this show live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm recording this show for our Anchor platform. Check us out on anchor.fm/wrestlingtracks. So this is going to be for our Anchor show, our Anchor platform, as well as live on Blog Talk Radio. So this is a high miss. If something works, don't work out, it ain't my fault. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get started from Saturday. Full Gear. If you haven't heard of AEW Full Gear, check this out right here. These are the results. It happened on traditional pay-per-view. In the pre-show, Serena D. I'm going to butcher some of these names. You're probably more familiar with these than I am. Serena D took on Allyson Kay. She won by submission. She is still your NWA Women's World Champion. Kenny Omega defeated Hangman Adam Page. He is going to get a title shot against, I'll come back to that, Orange Cassidy versus took on John Silver. Darby Allin is your brand new AEW TNT Champion. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Dave, I need you here. Hikaru Shida.
Yes, you said that right.
Hikaru Shida defeated Nyla Rose. Feel how you want to feel about it. For the AEW Women's Championship. We all know the story with Nyla Rose. She's not all woman.
She won.
Anyway, the WWE is not, they would not hire Nyla Rose. It's one thing to be openly gay wrestler. It's another thing to be a transgender wrestler. They ain't ready for that. I'm bring that back up.
Sure.
The Young Bucks, Nick Mack Jackson defeated FTR. They are still the tag team champions. And have they lost? They would never challenge for the tag team championship again.
Yeah, that's when I knew they were pretty much winning.
Yeah. The Young Bucks are your new champions. The champions were FTR, my bad. Matt Hardy defeated Sammy Guevara. Not to be confused with Guevara in a Elite Deletion match. MJF is the newest member of the Inner Circle. And of course, Jon Moxley defeated Eddie Kingston in the good old-fashioned I Quit match.
Nope, I didn't like that match.
Now, Dave, I mentioned this earlier. Oh, yeah, by the way, Kenny Omega will challenge Jon Moxley at some point. It could be on pay-per-view, could be on TNT, but he will challenge Jon Moxley for the AEW World title.
I think...
Now,
probably next month or January, he may challenge for him. Because their next pay-per-view is not until February.
Yeah. Interesting. David, let me tell you this. This is my humble opinion. You might have a different opinion, but this is my humble opinion here. WWE, they're somewhat, they're trying their best to be tolerant. For example, it's one thing to hire a openly gay wrestler. You know? That's fine and well. They would never hire a transgender wrestler. I'll tell you why. Because I don't think they're equipped to handle that. Will they change in their own locker room? Will they have their own locker room? Will they change with the men? Will they change with the women? Well, whether they want to switch personalities, they'll come in as a man one day, next day come in as a woman. They're not equipped for that, in my opinion.
You know what? I'm gonna have to agree with you for now, but I don't think it will stay that way.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying they would never hire a transgender wrestler, but for right now, they're not that open.
I said I think it would be bad PR for the WWE, because remember, the WWE is a public company and AEW is not.
It's one thing
but
to have a wrestler
WWE
who's
is the only company that's public.
Yeah. It's one thing to have a wrestler who's gay. That's fine and well. Pat Patterson was the first gay wrestler. That's fine and well to have a gay wrestler. Openly gay, okay, that's fine. A transgender wrestler, I don't see that happening within WWE.
No, I don't see it either. Maybe later on, but now, no.
Mr. Man will have a heart attack.
I think it'll be too confusing for people.
Hell yeah. Well, one day she'll come out as a dude with the men's roster. The next day as a woman with the female roster. They're not equipped for that.
It's like, we're not going to do this right now.
It's fine to have people like Darren Young, people like Pat Patterson, who are openly gay individuals. That's fine. They're trying to be tolerant. They're trying their best to be tolerant. That's fine. But not LaRose, from what I heard, or that person. That's a different story.
Yes. And let's not forget, we have the Survivor Series scheduled to take place next week.
Yes,
and if you notice, there's been no SmackDown versus Raw hype this year.
There hasn't. This time, those of you who don't know, let's go back to the draft. This time, hopefully, we'll stay in your area. Last time, SmackDown crossed over to Raw. Raw crossed over to SmackDown. This time, after because of the draft results, you stay on your roster, stay on your brand. For example, the network itself, USA, Fox, they were heavily involved in the selections of those superstars. So, this year probably gonna be like Raw gonna be Raw, SmackDown gonna be SmackDown. NXT would not be involved this year in Survivor Series.
I think they should have, and I think they should have did something similar to what they did last year.
Yeah,
because we have yet to see any of that leading up to the show. The only thing we got were promos. We didn't see Randy Orton mention Roman Reigns. We didn't see Roman Reigns mention Randy Orton. We did see the New Day make fun of the Street Profits. We did see Lashley and Sami Zayn go back and forth with their promos. And that's pretty much it.
The Team Raw, for the men's department, is going to be AJ Styles, Keith Lee, Sheamus, Braun Strowman, Riddle. We'll take on Team SmackDown, Kevin Owens, Jey Uso, King Corbin, Seth Rollins, and we'll find out on Friday. Team Raw, Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, Mandy Rose, Dana Brooke, and Lana. Team SmackDown, Bianca Belair, Ruby Riott, and three other people. We'll find that out Friday, I guess. Bobby Lashley, the United States champion, versus Sami Zayn, the Intercontinental champion. The New Day was from SmackDown. Nope, from Raw. All right, from Raw. They will take on the Street Profits from SmackDown. By the way, they did not lose their championships. They actually switched titles not too long ago.
It wasn't first.
Yeah. So.
But let's not forget that if the New Day, and I also got to mention if Randy Orton is still champions after Monday next week, because Raw, they'll have two title matches on Raw next week. Randy Orton will defend the WWE title against Drew McIntyre, and the New Day will defend the Raw tag team titles against the Hurt Businesses as Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a possibility. But for now, y'all stay with me. It's going to be a little confusing. So, they get backstage. They did a swap. So, the New Day were your SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Street Profits were your Raw Tag Team Champions. What they did, they literally swapped belts. So now, I know it's confusing. Stay with me. So now, the New Day is your Raw Tag Team Champions. Street Profits, your SmackDown Tag Champions. And nobody lost the championship belt. They just literally swapped it.
Well, technically, they did lose the belt, sort of.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, like, in the ring where it counts, lost the belt.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Right.
Yeah.
They just
did a switcheroo there. And now, I guess, officially, the Street Profits are your tag champions for SmackDown. And the New Day for
Raw. So basically, what you can say is the Street Profits never lost the Raw tag team title.
Right.
Because they never got pinned, technically.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What about Impact? They have new champions. So Rich Swann beat Eric Young to win his first world championship.
Right.
And Sue Young, who beat Deonna Purrazzo to win the Impact Women's Championship for the second time. And the North, the team of Ethan Page and Josh Alexander, are two-time tag team champions after winning the titles in a fatal four-way elimination match at Impact's last pay-per-view, Bound for Glory.
Mm-hmm.
And the upcoming New Japan pay-per-view, Power Struggle, is supposed to take place either at the end of this month or early December, as they're on the road to Wrestle Kingdom 15. Both Chris Jericho and Jon Moxley are scheduled to appear at Wrestle Kingdom. Moxley, who is still currently the IWGP United States champion, and he's held the title since January. So he's going to be defending that title against Bullet Club's Kenta. And by virtue of him winning the annual G1 Climax tournament and second year in a row, Kota Ibushi will challenge for the IWGP heavyweight title against champion Tatsuya Naito. So, Moxley has two big title matches coming up in the coming months. He's got Kenny Omega and he's got Kenta. And for those who don't know who Kenta is, Kenta, who was in the WWE on NXT as Hideo Itami.
Interesting.
After being released from the WWE, he returned to Japan. And Bayley, I gotta say, give a special congratulations to Bayley, who earned, and I felt was well deserved. She became the number one female wrestler on Pro Wrestling Illustrated's annual top 100 female list. Congratulations to her, which is her first time being number one.
Man,
and I know that's a big deal for her.
Sports Illustrated, that is the last, the only magazine around in professional wrestling.
Yes, in this country, yeah.
Yeah.
The magazine does go to other countries, but I know Mexico has a magazine, England has a magazine, and Japan has a magazine. But as far as we go, we only got one, and that's the Legendary Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
Yeah, but then again, it's kind of played out because people are more technologically inclined nowadays. They're more into electronic nowadays, so.
Of course,
you know.
They killed the magazines. That's why there's only one left.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. By the way, 3D Impact Wrestling, Rich Swann will take. This is at Turning Point. I believe this is a Saturday, November 14th. That is the very day. I want to say the day before we lost the late great Eddie Guerrero.
Mm-hmm.
On the 13th or the 14th, I want to say. Yeah.
Wait, so what's he doing? What at Turning Point?
Huh?
You say he's doing what at Turning Point?
I said on November 14th, that's the day that we lost Eddie.
Oh, okay.
There's a pay-per-view on that day.
You said Turning Point, and that's the name
Turning Point is on the 14th. Yes, sir. So this is going to happen. Rich Swann took on Sammy Callahan at Turning Point. For the Impact Wrestling World Championship, Su Young versus Deonno Purrazzo in no qualification match for the Impact Knockouts Championship. The North will take on the Good Brothers for the tag titles. Ryan Meyer versus Swoggle, you should know as Hornswoggle. The Moose will take on Willie Mack. Tennille Dashwood versus Ann Jordan Grace, Tennille. And I don't know what confused with my mama's name versus Joy Grace, excuse me, versus Rosemary. No, I'm sorry, it's a tag match, my bad. Apologize. Dashwood, Joy Grace versus Rosemary and Tiana Valkyrie, Mrs. Morrison. Excuse me, y'all, a little seat right here. In a tag match, Daivari takes on Eddie Edwards. Y'all, pardon me, I got a little cold here fighting with Eddie Edwards. Triple XL versus Chris Sabin, James Storm, and Rohit versus, we don't know yet, but Exhibition Championship.
Well, I'm glad he's not playing that Susie character no more. I didn't like it.
You didn't like Susie?
No.
She was so sweet. A little hot, too.
I think she's hotter than Rosemary.
You think she's hotter than Rosemary? Really?
Yeah.
Look here.
Yeah.
Time out corner. Let me go to time out corner.
Well,
hey,
I know, I'll tell you a funny story about Rosemary. I happen to know somebody that knows her. Like, they're not really friends, but they're acquaintances. But they know each other. So we at this wrestling show, and she comes up to my friend. I've seen her before, maybe twice, without her makeup on. I don't recognize her too much, so I forget. So my friend also forgets, because it's been a while since we've seen her with her makeup on. But she's seen her more, so I don't know how she forgot. But anyway, so we're talking, and this woman's tapping us on the shoulder. And we ignore her twice. We brush her off. And then she, like, taps us even harder. We turn around. She's talking to us. And we're like, who is this woman?
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking and talking. And they're like, oh, it's you, Rosemary. And we felt so embarrassed. I was like, oh, we didn't recognize you without the makeup on.
Mm. I guess she's fine. Now, Su Young, if you picture her as Susie, she's all right. That's a whole different story. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's take it from the top.
Something's happening. Something extraordinary.
Something exciting.
Something authentic and true. Everything changes now.
What's next?
The future. That's our specialty.
Woohoo!
Do you trust me?
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, we are doing a simulcast at this very moment. We are live on blogtalkradio.com. We are recording as well for anchor.fm/wrestlingtracks. Whenever you want to pop on by, go to anchor.fm/wrestlingtracks on all of our other platforms. And if you want to donate, you know, people have been asking how can we donate. It's real simple. You go to anchor.fm/wrestlingtracks. You click on the donation button, and you're good to go. We appreciate everything. Or anything that you could do. We would never ask you. By the way, speaking of that, we email people. Let me get David back in the house right quick. 1 second. We have people connected to our email club. All you got to do is get email alerts from us. You go to email us your name. If you want an SMS message, go to type in your number. Or your name, email, and number. If you want SMS, just leave your number and your name. So email us your name, your number. We'll text you there. We won't text you too much. If you want an email, leave your email, and we'll email you every now and then. We're not going to do it all the time, every once in a while. When we do that, if you don't see my name at the bottom of the email, you will have been spammed. If you see somebody begging for money, you've been spammed. I always sign the email. Always. Every single time. If it's me, whether it's one of the staff who do it, always sign the bottom of the email. It's going to say Lee Houston, whoever, Wrestling Tracks. Always, every time. The top of the email, you're going to say Wrestling Tracks Club. If I'm in a hurry, I'll just do a little something-something. You know it's me. So if you get an email from us, it doesn't say Wrestling Tracks Email Club or Wrestling Tracks Club, and it doesn't have my name at the bottom, and that's for money. You've been spam block.
Yeah, a lot of people tend to do that.
People been asking for money, begging for money. We would never, ever, 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 ever beg you for your money. If you want to donate, there's official ways to do that. Cash App. Cash App, Wrestling Tracks on Cash App. PayPal.com/WrestlingTracks. Patreon.com/WrestlingTracks. Those are the official ways to do that on your own free will. We'll never have nobody email you talking about, we need this, we need that. We're not doing that. I can't do it on my, we can't do it ourselves. We're not going to worry about it. If you want to, that's fine and well. So if you get an email from us and it says, hey, we need so and so to keep this thing running, you've been spammed.
Don't fall for it, please.
Yes, sir. I always sign the email, no matter how much in a hurry I am. I always sign at the top and the bottom. The top of it says Wrestling Tracks Email Club. The bottom has my name and whoever's going to do the email. And that's it. So, Those are the official ways to reach out to us. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, iTunes, Spotify, all Wrestling Tracks, YouTube.com, Wrestling Tracks TV. Like, subscribe, comment. We're on Patreon. We're on Cash App. We're on PayPal. We're on Anchor.fm, so Wrestling Tracks. We're everywhere. All you need to do is type one word, Wrestling Tracks, and you got us there. And if you want to give some of the SMS.
Facebook, too.
Yeah, we're on Facebook as well. You want SMS, you want, from time to time, we might send one out. You can always hit us up. The number is, get my Google Voice thing together here, 214-702-8980. 214-702-8980. Please, ladies and gentlemen, please, wrestling-related only. If it ain't about wrestling, we ain't going to respond. So you want to text us, that's the number to text. If we text you, it's going to be about wrestling. I'll tell you right now, nothing else but that. That's all we're going to put right there. So I'm leaving it at that. Now, if you...
Yeah.
Say again?
No, I was saying that Wednesday, so we both have NXT and Dynamite later on.
Yeah. That's serious tonight. At the same time, by the way.
Yeah, true. In a few hours, actually.
Yes, sir. I remember, man, the first time USA came on, NXT came on USA. The first time. They tried to do a simulcast on the network. On the network and on,
Yeah,
on the
they had the first hour on USA and the second hour on the network. But
yeah, they tried to do it at the same time, too.
It did well.
Yeah. And every now and then it'll freeze up because they try to do it at the same time.
You know what was funny was that was the original plan. So I guess somebody decided, okay, let's not do this. Because they was going to keep the first hour on regular cable television and then have the second hour air exclusively on the network.
Yeah.
Which did sound good on paper, but I guess somewhere down the line at the last minute, it was like, okay, we can't. Like, we might as well just put the whole show on USA.
Now, what you can do is at some point they'll put the show on the network as well. If you miss on the USA network, it might not be the next day, but a couple of days later. So that's what you can do.
I think it's the next day.
Yeah.
Because they don't wait too long before it goes up.
By the way, while I was on my mind, we want to wish everybody, we want to thank everyone who has served this country in any way, shape, or form. It doesn't matter if you're on the front line or if you're in the, if I could quote Full Metal Jacket, in the rear with the gear. Whether you're on the front line or the rear with the gear, that means like you basically take care of stuff. Thank you very much for your service. I don't care if you're a cook. I don't care if you're you're a nurse. I don't care if you never went to combat. Whatever you do in the military, thank you very much for your service. I don't care if you're a janitor and you're overseas as a janitor. Thank you very much for your services.
Absolutely. And there are some people who have competed in that squad circle that have been veterans. I do know Montez Ford is a veteran. I do know Lacey Evans, who's also a veteran. Jesse Neal, known for his time in TNA, he's also one as well. There might be more, but those are the ones that come to my head right now.
Yes, sir. We thank you very much, all those who have served our country. Now, those of you who are wanting to serve, do not fall for the recruiter's lies, okay? You're talking about you're going to get a bonus, you're going to get this, you're going to get that. I'll tell you right now, you sign the contract, it's not going to happen. I'll put it like this. You might not like it. I'm going to say it like it is. When you sign that contract with Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, whatever, the government owns your tail. You belong to Uncle Sam for the duration of that contract. So, I like it. If you ever watch Jarhead, Staff Sergeant say something like this. There's no such thing, especially the Marine Corps, no such thing as speech that is free. You're going to pay for every word you say.
Sure.
Sign that contract, Uncle Sam, I'm on that ass.
Just like you belong to Uncle Sam.
So, now, I'm not discouraging anybody from joining the military. You want to do that, that's fine. Now, you want a sample of the military, I recommend a JRTC program. That's a sample of the military. I've done that myself twice. That's a sample of the military. If you want to see what it's like, you go do a JROTC program, and it'll give you a little sample, give you a little taste of it.
Yeah, I heard of that.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. If you go to one, well, all of them are away from home. I'm telling you right now, I've done it myself. The first couple of weeks is hell on earth. As you go through it, it'd be all right. I'll tell you now, fellas, you're not going to be near my school is a youth challenge program in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'll tell you right now, they had strict rules against us, the females. We couldn't even speak to a female until the day of prom. We're talking 5 months, David. Five months away from home. No female interaction. The last time you were with a female was your last time you had female interaction. And we can't talk to these females.
Yeah.
Now, every military school is different. But mine, new child program in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, mine was you could talk to these females until the day of prom, which was the 5th month. Okay, 5 months. The last female you had interaction with, that's all you get. That's the last time you had a female interaction. So, there'll be testosterone everywhere, I'll tell you right now, if you go to one of these schools. So, hold your lady tight, hold your lady friend tight, whatever. Do what you gotta do. Get your rocks off now, whatever you gotta do if you want to go to military school. I'll tell you right now, it's the last time you're gonna have some.
You know what that reminds me of? It's like wrestling. It's like being on the road.
Yeah. Now, unless you bring the wife on the road with you, you're going to be lonely and you're going to be tempted.
Due to COVID, nobody's traveling, but, the traveling is still a lot, but it's not as bad as it was in the 80s and early 90s and late 70s, where it was much, much more hectic.
Uh-huh.
I remember Bobby Heenan told a story about how he worked from March all the way to Thanksgiving without a day off. He worked from March 1st all the way to Thanksgiving without a day off.
Damn.
I was like, jeez. Yep, that's what Bobby Heenan said. He's like, that's just an example about how bad the travel was and being away.
Yeah. So,
and he was like,
Kevin Nash brought this up.
A lot of days.
Kevin Nash mentioned this, like, if you want a healthy marriage, keep your wife out of this, keep your spouse out of this business. I'll tell you, let's say you go on the road. Your wife is nowhere, your spouse is nowhere near the rest of the business. Probably don't give a damn about the rest of the business. They don't know about the rest of the business or something like that. You go on the road. You do your job.
They don't know about it. They just won't be
and sure. Your spouse the whole time is hearing rumors about this, rumors about that. For example, perfect example. Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart. They were feuding. Shawn Michaels mentioned Bret Hart has some sunny days lately. Referring to him, his friendship, or lack thereof, with Sonny. If he's kind of insinuating that he has an affair. Bret Hart, I go home and call his wife, go to a phone, call his wife in Canada and explain. She don't know about wrestling. So she's thinking, she cheated on me. She don't know. This is a story. This is work. And, you know, I work it. She got to call home and explain stuff. Shawn Michaels a little too far there. The point is, when you're on the road, there's temptation a lot.
That is true. I mean, a lot of people, their marriages ended because they were away from their family. So
you want a healthy marriage, you got one or two options. Bring your wife with you on the road or leave her out of the business entirely.
Or don't get married, like Jake Roberts said. is both Bret Hart and Jake Roberts said the same thing, is that they've both seen a lot of wrestlers break up with their wives because they were on the road so much and not being home.
Yeah.
So that's another difficult thing.
I'll tell you what Triple H said when he talked to the Tough Enough guys even years ago. Like, you give up life. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm all over the place right now. You give up a lot when you're on the road in this business. You're away from your family, from your friends. You're missing birthdays, anniversaries, weddings. You're missing everything to entertain strangers for a few hours. So you come home, you got to be super dad, super mom, super wife, super husband. You got to be super talented till you get on the road. You come off the road. You've been gone for quite some time. Life keeps moving on. You got to be super this, super that, times 10. A lot of wrestlers have sacrificed their livelihood in this business, away from their families. You know, like, your anniversary can be coming up, you on the road, you told somebody your anniversary in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can't bring your wife with you, you know, so that's
absolutely not.
That's cashing in his business. Sometimes
some,
he can, sometimes
some
he can't.
Some promoters won't even allow that.
Yeah. Like, if they went to Saudi just recently, before 2 years ago, this year, last year, the female superstars can't even come to Saudi.
True.
So, wrestlers dating a female wrestler, and, all right, Vince come out, okay, when you go on the plane, go to Saudi Arabia right now. You can't bring your girl with you because they have street laws against women over there. So, just 2 years ago, women couldn't even come to Saudi. Women wrestlers, that is.
True. It's a good thing that those things kind of changed.
Oh, yeah. They just let women drive now in Saudi.
I heard something about that.
Man, let me tell you something. The last time women had a Saudi... a match in Saudi Arabia, the first time, I believe it was Natalya and Lacey Evans, somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, after the match, they decided to go hug all the girls in the audience. That's a problem. In Saudi, they have strict laws against PDA. Very strict laws.
Well, technically, it wasn't PDA. Supposed to do that either.
Yeah. So, that's why they were stuck in, they talk about plane failure. No. Y'all stuck in Saudi for a couple of days because of that. That's a rumor I stuck aside for a couple of days.
I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah. They have a street law against that.
Well, hope that type of thing changes later on, so... you know, nobody has to go through that because that is ridiculous.
Yeah. When I first heard of a woman's match in Saudi Arabia, okay, that's cool. I was expecting the traditional gear that we're used to, you know, showing a little skin, you know. Not in Saudi. You're going to cover up over here. Over here, you're going to cover up.
Like, you got to change.
So they came out. I'm expecting them to come out in their traditional gear that we're used to. All these years. No. Oh, no. Can't show no skin in Saudi.
Not allowed to.
Women were wearing these hot-ass robes. It's 100 degrees in Saudi Arabia, and women can't show no skin over there. A woman can't wear shorts. You can't wear shorts in Saudi.
That's sucks. No wonder why people leave and just come to this country.
Uh-huh.
A little more freedom.
Yeah. But speaking of freedom, like I said earlier, we want to thank you, all those who have served our country in any capacity. I don't care if you're a cook, chef, janitor, frontline, backline, in the room with the gear. Thank you very much for your services.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
by
the way,
Veterans Day.
Yes, sir. I got to bust this bubble because a lot of people, some people don't. If you don't know by now, something wrong with you. Sergeant Slaughter was not actually in the Marine Corps or military at all.
Even though he said he was.
I'm just saying. I gotta bust that bubble. I'm sorry. I know. I'm sorry. I know you love Sarge. I know that. I know y'all old school folk. Oh, Lord, he just broke my heart. I'm sorry. I had to do it.
You know, there was a period where I did believe that.
I did too, man.
I was like, when I found out, I was like, wait, what? Like, he's what?
Man, I remember, I'm looking at it right here. I looked it up. Sarge, the combat tells combat stories, but he never in Vietnam. He never served.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's one thing if you weren't eligible to serve. Maybe he wasn't eligible. Unlike a certain somebody on Pennsylvania Avenue that kind of dodged you. I'm just saying. Just saying. Now it's one thing you're not eligible. Another thing you just skip the whole thing altogether, like Donald Trump did.
Yeah,
you got the nerd car, Lee, a draft Dodgers. That's totally different. But yeah, by the way, I'm on the subject. You can't try to do what Ali did. That's totally different. Ali, it was against her for religious reasons, and you have to have a legit religious reason why you can't serve the military.
I know somebody ate soap. To get out of that.
He's so.
Yeah, I think it was somebody did it. Somebody famous. It might have been Red Fox. I don't remember. To fail the physical. Because what happens is you get drafted. After you get drafted, you take the physical. And what happens is once you pass the physical, then you're in. But if you get drafted and you fail the physical, then you don't go in. So
yeah,
the person ate soap so they could fail the physical, and it worked. They failed. So they didn't have to do the army.
They should have took drugs. I'm not endorsing that, but I'm saying because that way they'll fail the drug test.
Oh, yes.
And you can't serve the drug test. You can't serve military if you fail the drug test. That's what they should have did.
Actually, they do that. Because
take a little hit.
Yes, because they do drug tests here, and you fail, you can't serve.
Well, that's what they should have done.
And
take a little hit.
I don't.
And you fail, you can't be in.
I don't remember, but I think I could be wrong. I do know they have this issue with hair. It was like you can't have long hair. If you have long hair, they cut your hair.
Oh, that's
if you
what
have
they
beard,
do.
They shave your beard off. So they had like. I don't want to say strict requirements, but the requirements was kind of stupid.
Oh, no, it's very strict. So what they do, we got 16 minutes on here, but y'all, by the way, we're recording elsewhere, so we're going to continue that on that platform.
Like you,
we're almost done here. So this is what we're going to do.
You can't have long hair, and you can't have a beard. You can't take drugs. Like, you got to be able to pass a physical. You can't have long hair. You can't have a beard.
By the way, guys, what we're going to do, we got 16 minutes left, but here's the deal. We're recording elsewhere. We got plenty of time over there. So if we run out of here, we're going to just switch over to that form. So you're right. Because when you get to the military, Marines, Army, Air Force, Navy, what doesn't matter. First thing they're going to do is shave your head. Bald. Not a trim, bald-headed. If you're a woman, you good. Just pick your hair up.
No, they still shave your head if you're a woman.
Ah.
Well, I don't know if they do that. I know they did before.
Yeah.
Briefly, I think. I don't know.
But the whole point of all this is that Sergeant Slaughter is not a military officer. That's why we brought it up. I don't know how we got into this. But yeah. That guy broke my heart right there. Sarge Slaughter was a real military officer.
Kind of
hurt
him.
Right?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, well, thank you for it. I was going to continue this on another platform, but I'm going to go ahead and call it today. I want to thank David Burton, who this is really on the fly for him. So thank you very much, sir. And we'll see you guys next time on WrestleTrack. In fact, tomorrow morning, John May will be with me, hopefully, and we'll have a good time there. Have a great day. Congratulations to Mr. Biden. And we'll see you next time, everybody.
Take care, people.